Breaking news, former Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham has agreed to a 5-year deal to become Michigan's next head football coach. It's been a while since I've been on a reaction podcast like this, but I figure since Michigan has been in the news a lot recently with a lot of scandals going on around the university and this new coaching search that's been going on, and Kyle Whittingham being a big name in the sport, and also I'm right next to a studio, so it's pretty convenient, I got to get on here and react to what's happened. Kyle Whittingham is the new head coach at Michigan. A 5-year deal has been finalized. I'm not sure the amount of money, but my instant reaction is, if you would have asked me if this was possible 5 years ago, I probably would have laughed, because considering Kyle Whittingham's history as a player at BYU to the 21 seasons that he was a coach at Utah, I thought that he would have, you know, retired as a Ute. And that certainly was my thinking. This certainly caught me off guard. This news being announced that he was going to be the next head coach at Michigan certainly caught me by surprise, because, you know, a couple of weeks ago when he announced that he was going to step down as the Utah head football coach and therefore promote defensive coordinator Morgan Scally to become their next head coach, because remember, when Kyle Whittingham, you know, said that whenever the day may come that he is no longer the head football coach at Utah, he wants Morgan Scally, who was the defensive coordinator, to be the head coach in waiting, and that certainly came out to play that way. But now we see that when Kyle Whittingham stepped down, notice how he said that he wasn't retiring, that he was, in fact, I believe this was his exact words, that he was entering the coaching transfer portal. So that kind of left the door open for him to coach at another school. But I didn't see Michigan being in the cards, but here we are today, because it's college football in 2025, about to be 2026. Anything can happen. There have been so many things that have happened over the years that if you would have asked me 5 years ago if that were possible, again, I would have laughed, and this is certainly one of them. But this, once I kind of got past that initial reaction of, wow, this is certainly a surprise, I think about this in this facet. Is it an upgrade for Michigan? And I think that we could all sit here and say that it is. Sherrone Moore, obviously what happened was very unfortunate, and Michigan did not want it to play out this way, but I am of the belief that if Michigan would have went 7-5 or maybe even 8-4, they might have tried to fire Sherrone Moore, and this was without knowing any of the stuff that was going on behind the scenes. But when you go 9-3 and you have a pretty big time bowl game coming up against Texas, and I know that a lot of these bowl games have kind of lost their meaning due to the expanded playoff era that we're currently in, but they're playing in the Citrus Bowl versus Texas, and if you're looking at bowl games outside of the college football playoff, the Citrus Bowl happens to be one of the bigger ones. So, you know, when you go 9-3, that's not necessarily a cause to be fired. But now with everything that came out about Sherrone Moore, clearly that was enough evidence to fire him with cause. But if you think about it in these terms, if Sherrone Moore, again, this is pretending that none of the other stuff happened, if Sherrone Moore were out there on the open market, how hot of a candidate do you think that he would be? And I think the answer would be probably not that hot. Kyle Whittingham has a great reputation in college football. He's certainly the best football coach and head football coach in Utah's history. He has a great reputation across the sport. He is a winner. He's coming off of a 10-win season with the Utes in the Big 12, so he certainly has a good reputation. But if you think about it, he was kind of forced out of Utah to things that were happening with kind of the landscape changing in the Big 12, Texas Tech being one of the main factors. Because if you think about what Texas Tech was able to do this year with the infusion of NIL and their boosters and how they were able to go out and purchase basically their entire roster, and seeing to where they are now, they're playing Oregon in the Orange Bowl. They're the fourth seed in the college football playoff. They had a bye in the first round. That's kind of shaken up the landscape in the Big 12, because we know that the SEC and the Big 10 are the big boys in the sport. And then you have the Big 12 and the ACC followed by the Group of Five. But if you look at the landscape in the Big 12, they're trying to find ways to compete in the upper echelons of the sport, compete with the SEC, compete with the Big 10. And Texas Tech has kind of found a way to do that overnight with, again, the boosters, the oil money, being able to go out and purchase their roster. And I'm not saying that buying players and buying the talent is necessarily the key to success, because, again, all that talent has to mold together and there has to be chemistry. And I believe Joey McGuire, this speaks to the level of coaching that he's been able to do in Lubbock, because he's found a way to establish that culture, and all these guys that he brought in via the portal and, you know, going out and buying them, he's been able to have them buy in to Texas Tech's culture and be able to fit together. And when you watch them play on Saturdays, they play as a team. So that is, you know, massive respect to Joey McGuire and what he's been able to do down in Lubbock. But then you look at what that means for the rest of the Big 12, because they're kind of looking around saying to themselves, well, if they can go out and do that, well, certainly we can do that too. And now we start to see Utah, who's now getting into the private equity realm. They're trying to find ways to get to where Texas Tech currently is. So that kind of forced Kyle Whittingham to step down and then promote Morgan Scully. So this isn't about what I think the future of Utah is going to be, but now let's focus on Kyle Whittingham in Michigan. Again, is this an upgrade for Michigan compared to what Sharon Moore was able to do 2 years leading the pack in Ann Arbor? I would say that this is definitely an upgrade. However, we got to consider Kyle Whittingham's age. He's 66. He's one of the oldest coaches in FBS. So is this a permanent solution? No, I don't think that this is. I would say that I would view it as more of a bridge to bring stability to the program, to help them get past this nebulous cloud of all these allegations and all of this, you know, stuff that is going on behind the scenes at Michigan. What this move does is it is going to bring stability, because again, Kyle Whittingham, his reputation, he's one of the most respected coaches in the sport. So he already has that credibility factor that he's bringing to Michigan. And let's not forget, very good football coach. What are the resources at Utah compared to what are the resources at Michigan? Again, there's not going to be a lot of disagreement here that the resources at Michigan are far superior to what they are at Utah. He's going to have a lot of booster back support. He's going to be able to go out and get a majority of the players that he wants to get. So the resources at Michigan are almost like added rocket boosters to what Kyle Whittingham can do as a football coach. He's not forgotten how to coach football. He's been doing this for 20 plus years. But in this new landscape, you get these added boosters because of NIL, because of the transfer portal, because of boosters and things like that. So that's only going to enhance what you already are as a football coach. So I think this is, again, this just came down the pike. I can come on here and say that I think this is a good hire, and which I do, because again, it is an upgrade. But this is not going to be the permanent solution because of age. So what does that mean for Michigan in 5 years when the contract runs out? Does he get a little bit of an extension? Or do they view this as, okay, Kyle Whittingham is going to get us to a point where we're once again stable? Once again, that block M and that term Michigan man has a different meaning than what it means now. And we're going to have the choice to go out and handpick the coach that can lead us into the future and is a long-term solution. That's kind of how I view this. And again, the part that I really like about this move is it shakes up the Michigan tree, because think about it. They went from Harbaugh, who, you know, Sharon Moore was the offensive coordinator under Harbaugh. Harbaugh left to go be the head coach of the LA Chargers. You promote Sharon Moore. So that kind of kept everything intact. But now you're bringing in an outsider who, you know, has lived in Utah for so long. And, you know, Utah and Kyle Whittingham are pretty much synonymous. You go out and you get Kyle Whittingham. He's now going to be the next head coach at Michigan. That shakes things up. And, you know, Kyle Whittingham's one of these, he's not going to put up with the bull crap. So when you shake the tree, all the limbs that are stable and all the limbs that are dead, you're going to figure out very quickly which ones are stable and which ones are dead. So I really think that this is a good move for Michigan. Again, I don't think this is the long-term solution, but it is certainly a good move to get Michigan once again to a stable place. And then 5 years down the road, we'll see about who they're going to get, or it could be a little bit longer than 5 years. But we'll have to see, you know, in the future, who Michigan will get to lead their program beyond when Kyle Whittingham's time in Ann Arbor is done.